If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ready to experience the Gnostic Sophia in a deeper reality never felt before? Find the truth about the divine feminine in Gnostic tradition, ancient and modern, and how to reverse Sophia's rebellion that created this coded reality ruled by archons. Is Sophia a Gnostic goddess, fallen angel, the Holy Spirit, mother of demons, alien scientist, Gaia, or Mary Magdalene? Find out August 9th and 10th for 2 days of immersive and mystic experience at Astrognosis, Sophia in Simulated Realities. Expert speakers will address the manifestations of Sophia and the nature of reality itself. Astrognosis 3 includes interactive workshops, meditations, vendors, and social events at the Theosophical Society, Wheaton, Illinois. Don't miss this unique opportunity to learn, connect, and grow with fellow seekers. Come listen and interact with Maja Daou, Mitch Horowitz, Chris Knowles, Richard Smoley, Ola Wolny, James True, Dan Morris, Diana Kelly, Steven Snyder, and more from Aeon Bike. Sponsorship opportunities available. Theosophical Society, Wheaton, Illinois, August 9th and 10th. Tickets at thegodabovegod.com or Eventbrite. See you there. Heresy shouldn't be this much fun, but it is. It just is, especially at Aeon Bite. And welcome, all of you. Yes, this is the last time you will have to listen to my Astrognosis promo, because indeed it is this week and we are very excited. I am gearing up. I'm packing the trunk full of coffee and books and all this other stuff. I'll be running around O'Hare International Airport picking some of our guests tomorrow, and it's going to be a good one. Of course, it is in 2 days. Some of you may not be able to make it for various reasons or short notice, but please, we do have the online tickets, and you can stream live, interact with the panels and the guests, ask questions, see the rituals, and you will get a replay that you can access and on any device you want. So, and this includes for those of you attending in physical form in your meat sack, you will also get a replay. So please support this one and only Gnostic yearly event. This one has grown from the second one, and we hope to continue next year and make this an annual heresy of the highest order. Chris Knowles will be there, Mitch Horowitz, Greg Carlwood from the Higher Side Chats, Richard Smoley, Ola Wolny, and all these other great guests. So check it out, and the social should be amazing. So that's all I have to say for now about this. Great to see everybody already in the chat. I hope everybody's having a good Tuesday, a good war. Today is War Day, Mars Day, and it seems the world is full of wars. Huh? What a surprise. As always, if you have any questions or complaints, please super chat them. And sure. We got a good one tonight, because it is always a pleasure having Ian from Pop Music Decoded. Hi. Ian, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah, busy.
How are you, Vince? Good too?
Yes, Vince. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, okay.
And unfortunately, I haven't listened to poppy music in years, so maybe I'll catch up.
Yeah.
Indeed. You don't listen to music on your own, Vince?
Not much.
Really?
I used to. Not much. Mm-hmm.
I still do
a lot of music, but without words. And I'm doing the decoding of songs. Generally, it's without words.
Exactly. It's quite a job. And once you understand the messages, it's a whole new world. But that's what we're here for, the information. Yeah. So awesome. Well, we shall get started. Yeah, Vance put the link on the chat, popmusicdecoded.com. It is on the show notes, so you can check it out. Yeah. And Ian has a electric and amazing presentation tonight. Before we get started, as I should always say, please support this blasphemy. Support Aeon Byte. Like, share, subscribe. You can join the Patreon for as little as $1 for those of you who are challenged in these terrible archonic times. One-time donations, many ways to support. You can subscribe to the Red Circle app for $4.99. You get all complete shows streamed directly to your phone. So please help keep the lights of the Pleroma on. Truly appreciate those of you who support. And I should mention one of the sponsors of Astrognosis. I just mentioned Greg Carlwood, and it will be an honor to see him there. But he is one of the sponsors of Astrognosis. And for those of you who don't know, and you should, because the Higher Side Chats is certainly an OG and one of the most popular and important podcasts in the last decade. The Higher Side Chats is an interview-based podcast. It speaks with top researchers, authors, and experts about a variety of unusual, suppressed, alternative, paranormal, occult, and fringe topics. The Higher Side Chats aims to elevate the podcasting experience by being democratic and research-based. And I think Greg has certainly succeeded. He is certainly the promise of the internet, where it would be free-flowing information, where it would be democratic, and it would be a place where people could get information and make up their own minds. Unfortunately, those times have changed. Greg and I have pretty much the same, you might say, value statement. We've tweaked it, but it's funny that we haven't changed, but as times change, different crowds hate us and old crowds like us, and people wonder why we should be putting out this dangerous information when that's what the internet was originally meant to be. That's what our guests do, is put out the information. And if you like it, accept it. If you don't, move on. But the more information we have, the better choice we have for a equal and egalitarian society. Sure. We cannot, the days of suppression and censorship always lead to the gulag. And I'm glad that Greg at the Higher Side Chats has been a champion for putting out information freely from different people, different schools of thought. And again, letting people make up their own damn mind, as the Oracle said in The Matrix. So check it out. And it's going to be great to meet Greg at the Astrognosis conference. So that said, why don't we get started? I shall pull up the presentation.
Ian is going to hit us early with a group that openly Satanist.
First, before that, I wanted to first make the statement that I have made as my fourth time on the show. So if you want to listen to the prior three, number one and three is easy to find if you have this one, the fourth one. But the second one is called Symbolism of 9/11 and Other Cultural Events. That's part two. Okay, so just if you ever want to watch previous show. Well, first, what I'm going to say is that coded popular music is a revelation in itself. And the word revelation means to put on a new veil on an old truth. That's why you reveal or reveal. You put on a new veil. So you're hiding the truth behind a new veil. And what I do is the unveiling. I remove the veil for you to see the plain truth underneath. And last time I didn't make a recap about the previous show I was on. I always assumed that people, the same people were there, but often I saw in the comments that some people were not understanding what I was talking about because I didn't do that. So I will try to do a little recap of what's on my foreword on my website. The premise I'm making on the website is that we are falling from a higher reality that I can call it prime creation, you can call it Eden, you can call it many times. And we are both the Adam and Eve. So this, what's incarnated in the mind is the male spirit. And the other part of what we are, that's located in the heart chakra, that's our link with her, actually, it's the Eve, or the prime sister, and she's the ardent soul, okay? So normally when we talk about soul, we think it's a thing. People think it's a thing they possess, okay? But it's not really a thing. It's a being is not the right word, but it's something with complete separated awareness than your mind has. And it is feminine in essence because it is your value. It's what you are as a, it's your value. So, and the outside world is also feminine because it's a construct by the God of the world and the archons. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why we call it the material world, matter. You have a speck of matter, mater. You have the matrix, matter. Okay. So it's a feminine. So the problem with our incarnation is we're led to seek outside for gratification instead of inside. So the more we go in the wrong direction, the more we lose your spiritual energy. Because when the bond is strong, you generate a field around you that protects you. But the more you're seeking, because you're ignorant and you don't know, you're seeking outside, you're losing more and more your spiritual energy, and eventually you can even lose a prime sister. That's the main purpose of the matrix on the point of view of the God of the world, is to take what's yours, okay? And he's doing it by you not acting correctly, so in a way it's your fault, even if it's not really your fault. If some of you doubt of the existence of Prime Sister, I think I'm making this up, go watch the music video Halo by Depeche Mode, and you will see the Prime Sister and the male spirit together, and they're juggling with the ball and passing it around their head together, so to synchronize. That's what it represents. They want to synchronize because ultimately they have to merge if you're doing the right, but almost nobody does, but if you do the right thing, they will merge together, like a couple, there's a baby also. Oh, I'm not going to go there. It's too complicated.
I love that song, but I haven't seen the video, so I'll check it out.
Yeah, no, check it. Okay. So, because, and also you see the three main players, you see the prime sister, you see the deluded male spirit, usually deluded. He doesn't know what's going on. And you have Dave Gahan, the singer of Depeche Mode, that is playing the God of the World. And there's a sign behind him that says, Saturn, the strongest man on the universe.
Holy moly.
Okay. Wow. So he's playing Saturn. And at the end of the video, when they couldn't succeed the Halo, because the song is called Halo, because when you succeed the match between the Prime Sister and the incarnate and male spirit, then you have the halo of the saint above the crown chakra. Okay. And so they try in the music video, they don't succeed. And at the end, the God of the World goes to the Prime Sister and he asks her if she wants to join him and leave the incarnate and male spirit. And she says no. And so the God of the World expects that, go back in his caravan, and the couple go about under his caravan to protect themselves from the rain. So that's one, okay? Another one you can find is the video for the song Blood of Eden by Peter Gabriel. This one shows you the Prime Sister when Sinead O'Connor is dressed in white and when she's dressed in gold. When she's dressed in red, she represents the human counterfeit, the fake Eve. Because both woman and man were my French is coming out. We're both male at the very abstract level. We're male spirits. So a woman and a man is the same. We all have the role of the male spirit is the main role is the protector of the other part. Okay. So that's why I wanted to say as a premise, because the understanding of the God of the World, of the Prime Sister, and of the deluded male spirit, they are the three main narrators of the coded pop music. So this kind of is the Rosetta Stone that we needed to decode that I found. And now that you have this Rosetta Stone, it's easier to decode the song because they're all made on the point of view of one of those three. Generally, they're more complex, but most of them is always that. So, I know it's extraordinary to air, but, this is what it is, and I found it out, and nobody else has, on our side, has found out so far. So it's completely new. It's not rehashed stuff that I found on the internet. It's all new. And but since 2 years since I published my website 2 years ago in 2022. So yeah, we can start. I think.
All right. Yeah.
Know what I'm talking about now.
Yeah, thanks for saying it. Makes perfect sense. And yeah, I got to watch that Depeche Mode video. But
Halo.
Okay, I will.
They tried to remove the video from the catalog at some point because it's doing too much stuff. Yeah. Most of they have a lot of coding in their work, but most of it is very evil and not necessarily relevant Gnostically. I go for Gnostic gems like Halo. You have to watch it. Okay, so this is the first image I wanted to show you. You see, it's the cover of the album, their Satanic Majestic Request by the Rolling Stone, and we see that it's a bit similar in style as the Sgt. Pepper with the bright color while they're talking about Satanism, but that's how it is. And you see that on the left, you have the portrait of George Harrison, I circled in black, and on the right it's John Lennon. I don't know if it's John Lennon there. He's there, maybe I didn't.
Yeah, he looks like John Lennon.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, I see it too.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. So, yeah, so they're associated with this record, like somehow. I know the Beatles said to have been collaborating to this and the Rolling Stone collaborated to Sgt. Pepper somehow. But what a name. Their Majestic Satanic Majesties.
They're not hiding anything, huh?
No, they were starting with a bang, you know. And now, you know, if you look at pop music now, it's open. But back it was the 60s, so it was very bold. Very, very bold. Okay, so next slide, please.
All right.
Okay, so this is the last album of George Harrison before he died. It's called Brainwash. And if you look at the 5-point star, those that are visible, they all point down, like in Satanism too, mm-hmm. alluding that, and with five dummies and a TV set, alluding that the Satanism is the one of the main cause of the brainwash. Okay, so next one, please. Okay, so, oh no, sorry, can you go back? I forget.
Sure.
Yeah, great. Okay, so Brainwash has a very important, the second track on the album is called P2 Vatican Blues Last Saturday Night. Okay, so Saturday Saturn.
Right.
P2 is a very, it's propaganda duet, it's a very important Masonic lodge in Italy, very nefarious. So he's talking about, and Vatican is the Roman Empire continuation. So he's talking about the brainwash of these institution and the harm that they do. Also on the song Brainwash, he's talking about, he says, God wants you help us through this mess, through our places of concrete. So concrete is another allusion to Freemasonry. Okay, so we can go to the next now, please.
Okay. Fans might be going, why are you picking on George Harrison? He was the quiet Beatle. He was the quiet Beatle.
They're all very charming, but they're involved in and stuff, you know, the shady stuff. So that's the, the second time I was on the show, we had a look at the visual of the video. I don't know if you remember, right. But. Yeah. I shown that at the beginning you will see a big N doing 1, 2, and there's many, many symbols that don't have nothing to do with the Beatles and the music video. And the first one is the big brick wall you see on the, that's Masonic too. That's Masonic symbolism. And I don't know what's your stance on that, Miguel and Vance, but to me, to my view, Freemasonry is really the secret religion that runs the world. And I'm talking Paramasonic at large, like Paramasonic Institution too. And you can see that in this music. And also he has his back against a wall. Okay. So that's another expression that we use that we see visually, like to be in a state where you have to do something you'd rather not, or. So there's many, many symbolism. There's a lot of symbolism in the music video.
Whose side do you think he was on? Is he warning us or is he?
No, it's hard to say. Like I said, he's on the cover of that might be nothing, but that might be something. He seems to warn, but at the same time on this song, not really. We're going to take a look at the lyrics later and we'll see. But yeah. A lot of things come are Freemasonic, like just the Olympics that we just. I don't know if you saw the opening ceremony.
Oh, I didn't, but I've heard a lot. I've heard a lot from all sides.
We could do a show just on that. There was with it started with Lady Gaga, you know, and Celine, and there were satanic stuff, really, like a mock supper of Christ, a transgender, a pale horse for the apocalypse, all sorts of thing, and it was all Masonically run, okay. What you see, the big monuments in Paris they all have Masonic importance. The Pyramid of the Louvre, the Arc de Triomphe, all of that is important. And the guy who brought back the Olympics in modern times was a French Freemason called Pierre de Coubertin.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Because what it is, I digress now, but what it is, the Olympics is a celebration of our lower nature because it's about competition. That's why they removed it in early Christian time because it was opposing teachings of Christ. Christ taught us our celestial nature and how to recover it. and the Olympics taught our lower nature. So they were removed because of that. Now we have, they want to phase out Christianity, so they brought back the games. And yeah, I wanted to say that. So another slide, please. Okay, so this is another Masonic symbol. I don't know if you know the name of this hat that we wear at our graduating ceremony at high school. It's called a square mortarboard hat. Okay.
Right.
So, so that's Masonic, obviously, symbolism. And the reason it's square is because you have been perfected by the school system and you are now ready to go into their system. You've been put in a box. Your mind has been frozen. The hemisphere of your right brain and left brain don't synchronize and give you, you are locked in the left brain. And the thing that drops from it is actually a symbol of your impotence, because if you raise it and you leave it, it falls back. Okay. It's an impotent. So it's all very dark, and it's dark. The suit normally is dark also because it probably refers to Saturn and the fact that it's not an happy day, because we don't have an education system, really. We have a conditioning domestication system. So when you finish high school, you're ready to go into their system. You've been formatted by them. You've been perfected. So you see, that's another Masonic thing, that just that one thing just proves that there's something at work here. So that's all I wanted to say with that. Next one, please.
No, this one makes sense, right?
Okay, so now we're at the we saw the image, the first shot of when we was fab. Now we're seeing the lyrics, because we hadn't touched it last time, the second time I was on the show.
Right.
When we was fab, then the 3W and Hebrew, the W equals 6. So it's 666. That's why you have the World Wide Web also.
Yeah.
Okay. So when we was fab, and the lyrics are completely cryptic, and nothing, almost nothing seems to have anything to do with the Beatles.
Yeah, I'm noticing that too. Nothing to
do with a long time ago when grass was green, woke up in a daze, arrived like strangers in the night. I don't have a definitive, most of the time I have a definitive comprehension, but this one I just provide reading tracks because I don't know. Okay. I woke up in a daze, arrived like strangers in the night. So it might be the primordial couple I'm trying to explain. We are arriving in the world amnesiac, the Adam and the Eve, the male spirit and the prime sister. Okay. They arrive like stranger because they are amnesiac of the past. They've been made amnesiac. They woke up in a daze. Okay. Long time, but fab, because fab, the thing is, when we see fab, when we was fab, we say, oh, I know what it's about, the Beatles. So you're not going to search about the meaning because it's already obvious that it's about the Beatles. But when you read the lyrics, you say, what is about the Beatles? And fab, long time ago when we was fab, back when in contacts was all we had. So this can be point to the Beatles because they made a lot of money. So they have a lot of income tax. They also had a song called Taxman.
Yeah, you're right. And it was because England changed the laws.
Yeah.
And they got taxed really badly because they were so rich and they got mad. So they wrote that song.
Yeah.
Dissed the prime minister. Yeah, you're right.
So this line could be said, okay, this is about the Beatles. Okay, but that's the only line in the whole thing, the only verse. The next verse, caress fleeced you in the morning light. Casualties at dawn. Okay. So caress fleeced you in the morning light, casualties at dawn. The light that is there before dawn in the morning is Venus. The planet Venus is the first to illuminate the sky. Mm-hmm. So, and another name for Venus is Lucifer. So we go to the god of the world. So, and casualties at dawn might be referring, it's kind of psychopathic terminology for removing the protection of the soul. And so the soul is released. So there that you, what it will mean if it's true is, if I'm correct with that, like I said, I'm not sure at all. But Caress, Fleece, and You. So you live life. You have you're given a body. You're given a life. But and the, by the God of the world. But casualties are down, so they can take your soul. And we did it all. Then could be Beatles or can be something else. Long time ago, when we was fat, you are my world. You are my only love. Here is the situation of the male spirit for the prime sister before they fell from grace. Okay, that's my interpretation. But I'm, like I said, I'm not sure with this one. And then he doesn't even talk on the next one, pretend to remotely talk about the Beatles. And while you're in this world, the fuzz gonna come and claim you. So he's talking to us. Okay. But you mow the better wise, you mow better wise when the bus gonna come and take you away. Okay. So that's nothing to do with the Beatles. Mm-hmm. So here my interpretation is the fuzz might refer to peach fuzz or the skin. And the skin, by extension, the flesh. And so that the flesh, living the flesh, will be a claim on you or on your soul. But you mow the better wise. Mow is air. And the real lyrics, not more, it's mow. And mow is also mowing the lawn. So it's about separating from something. You mow the better wise. And the better wise that we know is the prime sister. It's not the deluded male spirit. When the buzz gonna come and take you away, okay? So the buzz gonna come and take you away. Now I want you to retain that word buzz because we're gonna see it later in another song of George Harrison that's just next on the record. Take you away, take you away. So next slide, please.
All right, yeah, and it should be mentioned the Beatles did play in an old temple of Mithras, and we know Mithras is a very popular god with secret societies and wizards, so... Yeah, join Elvis, people. Leave the Beatles before it's too late. All right, go ahead.
So the next, the last verse, said, the microscope that magnifies the tears, studied warts and all, still the life flows on and on. Okay, the microscope might be the point of view of the male spirit that is kind of narrow focus instead of focus at large. So you lose the big picture. Mm-hmm. It's focused on things that are ugly. So, and the tears that are magnified will be those of the prime sister because of that. The rest of the line, I said fab, but it's all over now, baby blue. So it's an obvious reference to Bob Dylan's song, it's all over baby blue. But blue, I explained, encoded pop music has to do with the cold color that is opposite to the fire that's supposed to be in our heart, the red fire of compassion, fire of love. So when you have this and this working in tandem, you have more and more fire inside of you, a fire of love, a fire of what I call agape, which is the Greek word for a primordial love that comes from the source. Because we have many words for love to describe phenomena that are completely sometimes opposite. Like you can say, I love pizza and then I love the creator. It's not the same thing at all. It's not the same kind of love. The Eskimos have 52 words for snow, and we have only one word for love. Okay. So what I was saying with that. So the color blue is the opposite. It means you're cool. So not, we always say, hey, I'm cool. You're cool. Everybody's cool. So we're cooling. So our love is fading. That's what it means in the esoteric. Okay. This pullover you sent to me, I don't know what it means. Is it pullover, a car? I don't know. And it really got a hold on me, fab, long time ago when we was fab. Okay. So it could be talking about him and the other Beatles having an hold on him, or it could be the male spirit that say to the about the prime sister that she really had a hold on him. In prime creation or Eden or whatever you call it. So that was my interpretation of this one. The other songs are more clear, you will see. So next one, please. Okay, so this is the album of George that the song When We Was Fab is on. And you can see that he's all in black and white. His guitar is black and white. He's in black and white shirt, black pants. Even his mirror lens are black and white. Mm-hmm. And that's maybe Masonic or I don't know. So next one, please. So, okay, on the back of the album, you see that When We Was Fam, number 6, is just before another song that's called Devil's Radio, which we're going to take a look at. So next one, please. Okay, so this is an excerpt of Devil's Radio. He's in the clubs and bar and never turns it down, talking about what about you don't know, the Devil's Radio. He's in your TV set, won't give it a rest, that soul betraying so-and-so, the Devil's Radio. It's white and black, like industrial waste, pollution of the highest degree. You wonder why I don't hang on out much. I wonder how you can't see. Next, please.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
He's in the film and songs and on all your magazine. It's everywhere that you may go, the Devil's Radio. Run thick and fast, no one really sees quite what bad it can do as it shapes you into something cold like an Eskimo igloo. It's all across our lives like a weed is spread till nothing else has space to grow, the Devil's Radio. Can creep up in the dark, make us hide behind shade, and buzzing like a dynamo, the Devil's Radio. So you see buzzing, the buzz is going to take you away. The song is just after. A buzz, buzzing is not something you find in another song. And those two songs are one after the other. So I'm saying, and this one is really plain about a lot of things that I've been explaining about pop culture and pop music. That is a way to remove our... That's what it said, is it's going to shape you into something cold like an Eskimo igloo. So again, it's the opposite of fire that's supposed to be in your heart. So that's why I brought back the other song. I wanted to show that one and give a... So what do you think of that?
Oh, that's definitely a warning. He's definitely not portraying himself as being in league with this. He's warning us about the about pervasive, and that thing with the TV set on his album cover with the dummies and the TV set. That's another that goes along with this, right?
Yeah. But you never know with these guys. Like McCartney, just 3 years ago, he made a music video that's called "Who Cares." And he plays and it's full of symbols of MK Ultra and mind control. And he seems like I always find when I hear him talking, like he seems like a cool guy, like cool. I'm not saying cool, but he's a great. Seems like a down to earth guy that just is not have a big head about things and just smooth and. But, you know, he made this music video, so they are in it. I think that before, for the success that they had with Beatles, they had to add some kind of a pact with the Archons.
I've always thought that.
And so in the end, they called the shots. So at some point, they might make them do things that they will not do by themselves, but they're asked to do it and they have to do it because they owe them their career.
Or maybe if you don't play nice like Lennon, they take you out of the game.
Ooh,
yeah. Lennon must have done something. I don't know what, but because, you know, his song Imagine is an anthem at the Olympics. It played many times. Because it's almost the anthem for the New World Order. You won't own nothing. You no possession. It's the it's the World Economic Forum. You will own nothing and you'll be happy. You know.
I heard recently though that Yoko actually wrote that and not John. Definitely. Yoko definitely had a hand in it. At least I looked it up.
Probably. Okay, so next one, please.
It's Yoko. I know it is.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Next slide.
Okay, so now we're back with the Beatles. Paul McCartney makes the 666.
No, he's doing the white supremacy sign. Damn you, Paul. Not only did you die, but you're a white supremacist.
No, that was not when they took this picture, though.
Yeah,
it wasn't white supremacist yet. They made it later.
John Lennon does the Mano Cornuta. Okay.
Right.
That can't be a coincidence that you got the 666 and you got the Mano Cornuta. And he does it also on the cover of the album, the Mano Cornuta. And he's like up there with his hand. And so these things cannot be. And at that time, now it's a hand sign you see everywhere. Everybody does it. You see it at rock show. People do it spontaneously because they get carried by the energy of the music. Mm-hmm. But back then, nobody was doing this hand sign. It refers to an ornate god, okay? And why is ornate? Because his power comes from his intellect or mind, and he's also in duality. So there's two horns, duality. So that's the real coding in the Beatles, okay? Mm. I know I made a couple of people mad last time I was on the show because I said that McCartney didn't die in a car crash. It's all fake things, and it's easy to debunk. You can check it out. Check out the site of the guy who pretends that. And 5 minutes after he said that McCartney's 6'3" and crazy stuff like that. And when you look at older picture that are not on his website, you see that he's always was the same height. In 5 minutes, you can debunk that. But some people are led to believe it's true, and I understand it's bad when you've been led to believe something that's not true. But that's not the real coding. What I'm doing is the real decoding. Okay, that's the real thing. And you're hearing it on AM by Gnostic Radio first.
Yeah, fascinating.
So next one, please.
Yeah, by the way, in the Italian subculture, the horns are very well known for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but a symbol doesn't have, like people say it's in India, it means peace or whatever. But a symbol doesn't have one meaning. It depends on context.
Oh, yeah.
Within the context of war culture, these things are done the most at rock shows, okay? And they mean the devil, really.
Yeah, because in Portugal, it means your spouse is having an affair.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Like your cuck. Yeah,
it depends on context. It's just, some say it's a mudra, and it's very beneficial.
Right.
But the way Lennon does it is not for that. It's not because he's Italian, or he does it on the front, and he does it, and you get this. Could be a coincidence, but then you get a 666, and can be all coincidental.
Oh no, it's in Italian. It means the devil, you know, devil horns too. Mm. It's like the curse,
yeah,
you know. Okay. The, you know, the you know, yeah. Cornut, they call it, yeah. Cornut.
Cornuta, cornuta, yeah.
Yeah.
So next thing I wanted to show, that's the song is the most, it's called A Jude. It's the most downloaded Beatles song, so the most popular. It's the first one they publish on their label Apple Music. And this may not be a coincidence because we know the importance of the apple and the story of Adam and Eve and our fall from grace. So yeah, because the song is really about that. There's a backstory on this one too, like When We Was Fab or others, that prevents us from seeing the cause, and that's what McCartney claimed, that it was about Julian Lennon. Everybody knows the story, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody has heard it. And Julian Lennon was 5 years old at the time, and he said that he called it A Jewel, and then he changed for A Jude because it sounded better. But A Jewel and A Jude sound exactly the same almost, okay? Right. But the reason why it's called A Jude is because it's not about Sean Lennon. It's about Julian Lennon, sorry. It's about all of us. We're all Jude, because Jude is a diminutive for Judas, the betrayer. Right. And we become the betrayer of the prime sister by living incorrectly. So we see the lyrics of it. The next slide, please. Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. So make it bad for the Archons, maybe. Take a sad song and make it better. But better is often used in coded pop music because of its proximity to bitter. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you take a sad song. The sad song is your incarnation, and you make it bitter. Okay, remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. Okay, so imagine it's a 5-year-old child. Who's gonna? Okay, this one could possibly be, but you've seen the rest. It's impossible. That's about a 5-year-old guy. Then you can start to make it better. So what it's saying here is to put in your heart the artificial matrix, okay? And so that it replaces the true spiritual heart and soul, okay? Hey, Jew, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her, okay? So how is a 5-year-old, who's he going to go out to get at 5 years old? The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. So what you let under your skin, again, is the matrix and all, everything that relates to that, every attachment you have for physical thing, all of that. You were made to go out and get her, okay? So it's in the wiring of the human being to seek outward for gratification. That's what it means here. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it bitter. Okay, so it's the prime sister that is bitter. And anytime you feel the pain of separation, hey Jude, refrain, don't carry the world upon your shoulder. So don't take the weight of responsibility with this, the incarnate, the deluded incarnate in my spirit. For well, you know that it's a fool who plays it cool. Again, the cool. Okay, you're cool, you're not hot, you don't have the fire in your heart. So it's Jude that is the fool that he's talking about. For well, you know that it's a fool who plays it cool. So don't carry the world upon your shoulder. Don't take your responsibility in all of this. For well, you know that it's a, in other words, he's saying, you know that you're a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Na, 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 na is a negation. No, 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 na, 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 na. Okay. Because I said there was 3 point of view on coded pop music. The first one is the God of the world. The second one is the little than me spirit. The third one is the prime sister. This one is the God of the world speaking directly to you. And Paul McCartney is looking at you in the eyes when he's singing on the TV special they made. He's playing the piano. We saw the picture. He's looking at you because it's about you. It's about all of us. For well, you know, it's a fool who plays good by making his world a little colder. So next slide, please. Hey, Jude, don't let me down. So again, it's the God that's speaking to Jude. you have found there. No, go on and get her again. The same thing. It's about going outside, seeking outside for gratification, for pleasure, for everything, instead of inside. Remember to let her into your heart, then you can start to make it better. So let it out, let it in. So what you let out is your spiritual energy. What you let in is the garbage, emotional garbage from the matrix. Hey, Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. So who's he going to perform with at 5 years old? Okay. It's not about at 5 years old children. It's about all of us. So what we need to perform with is the prime sister. She's the one that needs to be calling the shot. Okay. But she's not, because the link is not strong enough. It has to become stronger. But instead, they tell you to go. You're waiting for someone to perform with. Okay. That's the, but don't you know that it's just you, Jude? Hey, Jude, you'll do. The movement you need is on your shoulder. So the presence of the mind is the movement you need, not the movement between this and this, the movement in your heart. Okay. Na 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 na. That's almost like na na na. Hey, goodbye. Okay. So, hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a song. Remember to let her. Okay. So that's a repeating. So that's the song. Okay. I think that's it for that song. So I don't know what you think. For me, it's a clear example of coding. Okay. I know it's hard to face at something like that. For me, it's a dark mockery, this song. And it's disguised as a nice song for a child that doesn't make sense if you read the lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Jude. So we're all Jude. Involuntary, because we don't know we are. We just speak exteriorly because that's our nature. That's human nature. Okay, so next one, please.
Yeah, and a lot of Gnostic sects saw Judas as the good guy or the victim in the whole.
No, case. I know, but and this is not, and this he means the betrayer. Mm-hmm. He's betraying the prime sister without knowing it, because he's living an outside life of an imitation of the life we live. Like even like romantic relationship are an imitation of something that should happen inside, and because we're doing it outside, we're losing. We try to have it both ways, but it's very hard, okay, to the real thing and the kind of imitative one we have. It's difficult. And we all know that every spiritual path, going more and more ascetic as you go on the path, everybody kind of knows that. Because you detach yourself from things of the world. You do the opposite of what he's telling Jude to do in the song. So it takes a while maybe but the wording is so precise when you understand it. It's a clear song that cannot be anything but a dark mockery from the God of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it the other way, though. I could see that the song is trying to encourage is the prime sister, to let the prime sister into your heart. The whole thing could turn inside out.
I agree, because often when it's the God of the world that is the narrator of the song, so the song has a dual meaning. So he's saying two things at the same time, because he's in. That I explained on my website, but my thesis is that the God of the world is in conflict between two things. Okay. In his matrix is also a way to save prime creation and a way to destroy it, both at the same time. So that's my thesis. I cannot explain everything tonight, but you can
very
go
interesting. On the website.
Yeah, thank you. Next one, please. Okay, so now it's a maxim from a wise man of India called Ramana Maharshi. He said, happiness is your true nature. It's not wrong to desire it. What is wrong is seeing it outside when it is inside. So this guy is what they call an awakened man. And to me, I think I'm pretty sure that an awakened man is somebody who has merged the prime sister and the spirit and the head, and they have merged together. Okay. So he's telling it to you. He's doing to the opposite of Jude, or at least on the negative side of the song. He's telling you the opposite. It's a really good quote. I really like it. It's really deep. Simple and deep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next one, please. Okay, this is AC/DC. We covered them. I think the
there's no symbolism there.
No.
You have the horns. Okay, Highway to Hell. Well, I think we talked about Highway to Hell in one of the shows I was in.
Yeah,
but
great
this
album.
One is a different. There are many, many coded songs. We're just going to decode one tonight. So next slide, please. So the song is You Shook Me All Night Long. It's supposed to be about sex between a man and a woman. But if you read the first line, she was a fast machine. We're talking about a machine here. Okay, the Matrix. Yeah. Her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. Damn, here is the key word, okay? Because we're in Damnation Alley. We're in, so a woman I ever seen, she had the sightless eye. She's blind. She'll take anybody. Telling me no lies, that's a lie because she's telling lies. That's because he's the deluded man spirit. Knocking me out with those American ties, but ties really is T-I-E-S, okay? It's the attachment because American encoded song always refer. I'm not saying when you see American in a song, it's coded, but when it's the coded song, America or America refers to the world we're in now, the new world, by opposition to the world we come from, which is the old continent. Okay, so American ties. So the ties you have in the world, the worldly ties you have, knocks you out spiritually, puts you in zombie state. Taking more than our share, so he's losing something. Something is they refer as money, sometimes as fat. Now it's like he's being taken away is what he has, and he is like it because he's deluded. She told me to come, but I was already there. He's in the Matrix. Because the walls start shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, and we were making it. So the walls, the protective walls of the individual, the earth, an anagram of art was creaking, maybe. I don't know about that. My mind was aching. So it's about an experience in the mind again, it's the deluding spirit, and we were making it. And you shook me all night long. You shook me all night long. Okay, working double time on the seduction line. Okay, seduction, the root of seduction is sed, and it's the same root and sedative because sed means to put to sleep. So it's again another reference that's putting to sleep. She's one of a kind. She just mine, all mine. Okay. She's one of a kind because the world we're in is one of a kind. There is no other world like it. She just mine, all mine. Okay. He's deluded. He thinks that the Matrix is his. Want another applause and just another course. Made a meal out of me. So he's being really taken advantage from. And come back for more. I had to cool me down. And again, the cool word. You have to be cool so that they can take your energy. Yeah, by opposition to the hot fire that's supposed to be in the heart. You don't take another round. No, I'm back in the ring to take another swing. That the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, and we were making it. So that's about it for this one.
They were. I just found out that America, if you look back in the etymology of it, it comes from Gothic Amalrich, which means work ruler.
Oh, really?
So wow. It means America means Archon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's true.
Now we're in trouble.
Can't win. We can't
win. The land of the free.
Yeah, so much for that.
But the Archon rule. Okay, next one, please. Okay, so now we're at Robert Palmer.
We got to pick on Robert Palmer.
Look at this face, okay?
He used to look so happy.
You think so? Is it just me or he looked very evil?
Yeah, he does now that I look evil. At it. Yeah, I'm so he used to the album, yeah.
You couldn't look more evil than that, smiling, and except maybe if he had horns and a red face, but that's about it, okay? So yeah, why would somebody want to portray himself as... something really, somebody really evil on his record that's not about evil. It's because I think it was a clue for us that we didn't at the time pick up on, but that the songs and on the record were coded songs. Okay. This is kind of him playing the God of the World here mm-hmm. on the cover. So the album is called Riptide. Okay, next one, please. Next slide. Okay, Riptide has a. I just found that recently. I haven't looked before at Riptide. Riptide is a little video, music video with where Robert Palmer walks along a brick wall, and there's a weird music, and at the middle of the song, he start to sing this word like really weirdly. Riptide, caught in a riptide, torn between two love, the old and the new. Mm-hmm. Riptide, lost in a riptide, where will it make me, what shall I do? So torn between two loves is again the love of the world and the love of the inside. The new, the old is the inside, and the new is the when you go for like he said to Jude to do, to go out and get her. Okay. So where will it take me? What should I do? My heart is tossed on a sea of emotion. One love of first romance. So that's the outside world. The other devotion. You have to be devoted to the prime sister. The new love is calling. The old love is pleading. I'm caught in a riptide. What should I do? So that's about our situation to most people are. We don't want to separate ourselves from our soul, obviously, but we want the exterior too. We want the both side. And that's the situation of the narrator of the song. So next slide, please. Well, this is the song that the biggest hit, the two biggest hit of Robert Palmer, I think, were Addicted to Love and Simply Irresistible. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is Addicted to Love. Addicted to Love is written in the point of view of the God of the world. The lights are on, but you're not home. Your mind is not your own. Your heart sweat, your body shake. Another kiss is what it takes. So your mind is not your own. So your mind is owned by them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your heart sweat, your body shakes. These are bodily reactions. So this is a key that what they're talking metaphorically about is the body and our incarnation. Another kiss is what it takes. Okay. A kiss is a process of unification. When you unify. So when the more you're seeking outside, the more you unify with the God of the world, the archons. You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep, your throat is tight, you can't breathe, another kiss is all you need. Oh, you like to think you're immune to the stuff. Oh, yeah. Why they talk about stuff in the song about love, okay? It's because what is made of stuff is the world that's made of stuff. It's the material world. The song is about the material world. You like to think that you're immune to the stuff. You think you're Gnostic or whatever. But it's closer to the truth to say you can get enough. I'm not saying if you're Gnostic or like that. It's closer to the truth to say you can get enough. You know you're going to have to face it. You're addicted to love. So love here is not the love I talked about earlier, agape. Christ talks about agape to his disciple. At some point, there's one disciple that say that he loves him. He said, okay, you like me, but do you agape me?
All
right. Okay, very important word in Greek. So you like to think you're immune to the stuff. Oh yeah, okay. That's the God, in my view, is the God of the world. We've seen the face on the cover, okay, that tells you there's something evil. Then you have the song that it's talking about stuff, okay, material world. It's closer to the truth. You see, you can't get enough. You know you're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love. You see the sign, but you can't read. You're running at a different speed. You're outbeats in double time. Another kiss and you'll be mine. Okay? So it's the God of the world talking because you're unifying with them by seeking outside. The more outside you are, the less inside you are. So the more you lose touch, the more you lose your energy, the more you lose everything. Another kiss and you'll be mine. A one-track mind. You can't be saved. Oblivion is all you crave. If there's some left for you, you don't mind if you do. You like to think you're immune to the stuff. So he starts again, same thing. So that's Addicted to Love. So
it's pretty dark when you read it that way. Exactly. The song's kind of happy with the beautiful chicks in the background.
And the girls, if you remember, they all look very cold and lifeless, but still very attractive. And that's the image of the matrix that is cold and devoid of any humanity, or not humanity, but devoid of sentiment. It's a cold, hard bitch, you might say. But they, the same girls are in this video, Addicted to Love, and they're also in Simply Irresistible. That's the next one we're going to check.
Yeah.
The next slide.
I think he also did I Didn't Mean to Turn You On. Didn't he do that one too?
Yeah, he did that once, another one. Okay, so we see the cold, lifeless beauty representing the matrix on the back.
Looks like mannequins.
Yeah.
Next one, please. Okay, so that's Simply Irresistible. Now, this one, the previous one with Addicted to Love was in the point of view of the God of the World. This one is in the point of view of the deluded male spirit. How can it be permissible? She compromised my principles, or probably the masculine principle that is supposed to be the protector and the guardian of the other part, which is the prime sister. That kind of love is mythical, so it's a myth. It's not for true. The love you have for the world is not real love. Love, and when I say for the world, I mean for money, for anything like that, sex or whatever. It's all a mythical love. It's not for real. It's a play. She's anything but typical. So yeah, that's again the world we're in, the matrix, and is anything but typical. She's a craze you'd endorse. She's a powerful force. You're obliged to conform when there's no other course. So obviously there's the Broadway, there's the highway to hell, and the course you should to follow is a path that is invisible, that we have to almost invent, and a path that leads to up an upward direction. You're obliged to conform when there's no other course. She used to look good to me, but now I find her simply irresistible. Her loving is so powerful, it's simply unavoidable. The trend is irreversible. The woman is invincible. Okay. So they're all talking, but not talking about the human woman. They're talking about the matrix or the material world that is a feminine figure, artificial, but still. So next one. She's a natural law. Here we have another clue that we're talking about modern nature here. And she leaves me in awe. She deserves the applause. I surrender because she used to look good to me, but now I found her simply irresistible. Then he says, she's so fine. There's no telling where the money went. So money, I told you, is the thing they take away from us when you're seeking outside. Mm-hmm. Like in a Vegas casino, you're losing all your chips. There's no telling where the money went. Simply irresistible. She's all mine. There's no other way to go. She's unavailable. I'm backed against the wall. She gives me feeling like I never felt before. I'm breaking promises. She's breaking every law. She's breaking the law from prime creation, because the laws of this world have nothing to do with where we come from. She used to look good to me. Now I find her simply irresistible.
Is that a cat?
Yeah, sorry.
I love cats.
Yeah,
I usually had to do a good job throwing them out. So.
So that's it for this one. Oh, no. Okay, that's not finished. Her metals are inscrutable, okay? You cannot see how you're losing everything. It's done behind the scene. The proof is irrefutable. The proof is that we can be faithful to the prime sister. That's the proof that they're trying to make. She's so completely kissable. Again, the kiss, like on the other song, is a process of unification from the deluded male spirit with the God of the world. Our lives are indivisible. She's a crazy girl. She's a powerful force. You're obliged to conform where there's no other course. She used to look good to me, but now I find her simply irresistible. So next one, please. Oh, Phil Collins, a similar one. He has another one with Genesis called Invisible Touch. That's pretty much the same thing. Easy lover should get a hold on you. Believe it, okay? So what's easy is to loving the pleasure of the world. There's nothing more easy, okay? Pleasure of the body, the pleasure, worldly pleasures. So she's an easy lover. Loving the prime sister is hard, okay? loving the pleasures of the world, worldly pleasures is easy. So she's an easy lover. She'd get a hold on you, believe it, like no other. Before you know, you'll be on your knees. So, like no other. And Simply Irresistible, he says, it's in the song, You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. He says at some point, she was one of a kind, see? Now he said, like no other is the same thing. Before you know it, you'll be on your knees. She's an easy lover. She'll take you out, but you won't feel it. She's like you, no other, and I'm just trying to make you see, okay? She's the kind of girl you dream of keeping hold of. You better forget it. You'll never get it. So it's elusive. You can never, if you amass millions of dollars when you die, you can go with it. Anything you try to keep in the world will be removed from you. You'll never get it. She will play around and leave you and deceive you. Better forget it. Or you'll regret it. No, you better change her. So leave it. Get out quick, because seeing is believing. It's the only way you will ever know. Okay, so get out quick. So to get out, you have to be in something. So you're in the material world. Get out quick, because seeing is believing. It's the only way you'll ever know. So he's telling, warning again, that we're losing everything in this reality unless we live correctly, which is living for the, we strengthen this link and we're living for the heart and soul. And for the way to do that is just humbly follow. That's why I say on the website, I say humbly follow in the footstep of Christ. That's it. It's already all set up for us. Or guys like Manny, or some Gnostic, important Gnostic, or the Cathars, they all live that way. Yeah. You know, the Cathars, but they went chanting in the fire when they were burned.
Yeah.
And who has that kind of, even if we, I don't have personally, I'm not putting myself above that, certainly. But that's the kind of resolve you have to have. Eventually, we'll have to go to this kind of type of resolve if we want to change anything.
I agree. Well, sometimes I want to walk into the fire when I listen to a Phil Collins song.
Yeah.
So, don't get me wrong. He's a great drummer. I love him. Anything in Genesis, he's excellent. Follow You, Follow Him. All the songs are great, but solo, painful.
A drummer, transform into a singer extraordinaire.
I like the singing in Genesis. It's great, but...
So, nobody wonders, it seems, how come a drummer just becomes
just out of nowhere, yeah,
the top singer of the era, okay, with this hit after hit after hit after hit.
He was it. That's in the
because 80s. He had to deal with somebody.
That's right, because if you listen to the song More Fool Me on an early Genesis album, I forget which one it's on, but he was horrible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the one song he sang on in when Peter Gabriel was still with the group.
Something happened at some point.
I think a lot of them sold their souls. You look at like David Bowie and Let's Dance, Mick Jagger and Dancing on the... All these fools were wearing their pastel suits and singing these really shallow pop music.
I think Elvis sold his soul. Miguel won't agree with me on that one.
Yeah. I do make that argument in my book. He did meet the devil, so you'll have to see.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
I cover all bases, all possibilities, and reader can make up their minds. So
sure.
All right. Shall we go to? Is there no more? Yeah, oh, thank God, one. We're getting away.
Okay, so here's God Give Me Everything I Want by Mick Jagger. So did God give you everything you wanted, Miguel and Vince?
Hey, shining crazy diamonds. Please subscribe for the second part of this interview. It certainly helps grow this Red Pill cafeteria. What's more, beyond getting the second half, you get content earlier and don't have to worry about flapdoodle commercials here or on other public platforms. So please become a Red Circle sub, Patreon, or AB Prime member for the full consciousness expanding gnosis. At Patreon, I have tiers as low as $1 or $3 a month. And at Red Circle, it's a clean $4.99 a month to stream all full shows. All subs include a dedicated private stream that works on most apps. Don't forget the Gnostic Tarot, which is selling well and optimizing spiritual growth based on the feedback I've gotten, and the Virtual Alexandria Academy. I can't do it without you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being yourself, your true self, here in the desert of the real. Hello and goodbye, as always.